What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is 5 on it. We told you what happened earlier today on Halftime, and Marshall and I are still trying to figure out how to develop a chicken place so we can sell it for billions.
I mean, I it's just a suggestion. You don't have to do it, but I will go in with you. If it's all it takes is $900 to turn into $1 billion in 8 years, I will gladly give up the 450 as a half of that.
We've gotten recommendations nationwide. Alpaca in the Raleigh-Durham area is fire. Honey Butter Chicken on Elston, it is good. Not a chain, and I'm not sure why. I could see them selling out for a cool billion, too. That's from 847. 847 also says, different 847, Howlin' Rays out in L.A. is in a league of its own.
Folks are going in on the Raising Cane's. I will say, the Raising Cane's, the sauce and the bread, probably superior to the chicken itself.
I like Raising Cane's, but I also like...
But like I said, if there's chicken and you're hungry, you're going to eat the chicken.
It's so true.
Number one. Despite the Cubs losing 2 of 3 against the Tigers over the weekend and having Robbie's teammates give him $6 for his incredible prediction. Who put that in there? That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Did the Cubs prove they are still one of the best teams in the MLB?
I think the Cubs are still one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, but it's mostly by record. They didn't get swept. They're not going to do that. That's not in their profile, but to drop 2 out of 3 to a Tigers team the way they did, where they're only managing 4 hits, for example, yesterday, they get shut out for the second time in a week's time. That's not good. But did that mean that they are no longer in what I think is still the top group of Major League Baseball? No, they're still up there. It was a great series. It was a lot of fun to watch. It was electric, and it was like a playoff-like atmosphere.
It was a great, evenly played series. The games that were decided by just a couple of plays in each game, it was neither team was dominant, so to speak, although the Detroit starting pitching was very, 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 very good, and the Cubs starting pitching was not as good. I mean, it wasn't bad. It just was not as good, and when you're playing top-level teams like the Tigers, it's just a reminder. The Cubs may very well be a top-5 team in baseball, but on any given weekend, they can get put down. They did see the number 1 and number 2 starters for the Tigers. They don't have their number 1 in Shohei Imanaga because he's on the shelf. And you could argue they didn't have their number 1 starter right now. It could be Boyd. It depends on how you want to look at this. But one thing is clear. The Cubs need more help. And the start of that help needs to be top line starting pitching.
I'm going to push back a little bit on the pitching. I thought Ben Brown was incredible, and I thought Jameson Taillon, he is pitching some of the best baseball he's probably been pitching in his life.
Who pitched yesterday, and how many runs did he give up, Robbie?
Cade Horton was not great, but if we talk about a playoff rotation, like, is Cade Horton in there? Because at this point, from what I've seen from Ben Brown, I understand he was there at an opener in his last start and then a good start. He's been a consistent. Ben Brown is looking like a starting rotation piece.
Okay, that's off of one start you're going off, all right?
Well, one start and one solid
relief
second
appearance.
Inning.
Yeah, yeah.
He has the stuff. If he can throw strikes and if he can throw first pitch strikes, like, Ben Brown is very, very good.
And if he's got that third pitch changeup down, then that's a different conversation.
It's really make a change.
No, so I like, as a Tigers fan, I really enjoyed watching the series. I was anxious the whole time because I thought the Cubs really did play well, and just a lot of minor things that was the difference in the whole thing. Detroit's defense was just incredible the whole time.
That Javi Baez is quite the shortstop. Who knew?
Quite good.
Shortstop, center field, second base, wherever you want to throw him. I will say this,
Javi,
Robbie.
Javi was it short in the series.
I will say this, Robbie. I think the Cubs and the Tigers and their fans, they felt what you feel when you think your team is good, but you're going up against another good team, which is tension. And tension is healthy, because that's what you would feel if it was postseason, regardless of what the score is.
If this was a World Series matchup, I'd be down for that, let me tell you.
So would Cubs fans.
If this were a World Series matchup, a lot would be happening.
How much credit does Chris Getz deserve for the turnaround of this White Sox team?
Minimal. Minimal, the least amount of credit we can give him at this point, because it's like, if you create the mess, but then you fix the mess, how much credit do you deserve?
I guess apparently a lot in these United States.
Well, in the city of Chicago. So I would say this. I think Chris Getz is doing a decent job of a rebuild, but I would argue, since he was the guy who was in charge of the minor leagues before the rebuild, that he was the one cleaning up his own proverbial mess. So I'm not here to... Now, if they go out and he makes wise free agent signings and the payroll expands and now they've got a contender and they're not in last place in their division, but I'm not going to sit here and give him credit for a team that's in last place. What are we talking about?
I think it's a fine line between understanding that the Sox have shown a lot of improvement from being the worst ever team in baseball. Like, I just need to get that out there. This is the truth. They had the worst record ever. And because of that, we're happy when we see improvement. What makes this compelling is that the bigger names that were on the White Sox roster last year were the ones who arguably helped bring it down. And there was dysfunction. There was massive underperformance when you consider whether or not a player is over or underperforming from big names who we thought were going to be cornerstones of the franchise. Chris Getz was tabbed with not just making sure that players were ready for the minor leagues to go to the majors, and he's doing that with guys like Tim Elko, for example, who earned his way on there, but then other people were acquired via trade, like Kyle Teal, Chase Meidroth, Edgar Caro. That wasn't Chris Getz's trade. The concern about whether or not these guys are still ready in the original part of his job, look no further than Colson Montgomery. You still had to send him back to Arizona. I love the fact that he's doing better now in Charlotte, but he's still not at the big league level, and he was supposed to be. He was supposed to be here by now. So I'm putting that on this current regime. Did they hire good people and guys like Brian Bannister? Yes. But being better than the worst team ever is not the benchmark. And I think they know that. So it's just a matter of reserving judgment until we see how this ends. They're still probably losing 100 games.
So they're on pace, to your point, Layla. They lost 121 games last year. They're on pace to lose 108 games this year. That's a 13-game improvement. But you know what? I'll do you a favor. I'll say in their last 18 games, they're 8-10. That's not bad, is it? So that means they'd win 50-something games, as in 60-something games, low 60. So maybe they avoid losing 100 games if they play the way they played the last 18 games.
So that's what this is about now. It's about the drive to 90.
My overall point is, even though you want me to give credit to Chris Getz, if they lose another 100 games,
What are we crediting him for?
I think it's more the identifying good young talent. Like, when he made that trade for Miguel Vargas, he was crucified. Now we're seeing Miguel Vargas be an actual player. He trades Garrett Crochet. That has so much risk getting just prospects, and we're already seeing two in the majors and playing pretty damn well already.
That's been part and parcel for the White Sox for years. That goes back to far before Chris Getz. And also, typically, the White Sox would have gotten more in the trade that involved Miguel Vargas because they would have gotten something in return from the Cardinals since they gave them Eric Fetty, who's still pitching for them, and Tommy Pham.
Well, that's the thing, is he also identified players that were like, I don't know, like bargain bin players in those two and traded it for a real asset. I think he should get credit for that.
Okay, how about this?
Listen, I like you, but you've got to start acknowledging your biases here.
I know he acknowledges the bias. He always tells us what? Chris Getz is one of my favorite guys because he went to high school.
But he did get a good player, Miguel Vargas, a potential all-star player this year because the White Sox need one player.
Who's a potential all-star?
Your judgment for trades success is very different from mine.
Who is the potential all-star?
For the White Sox, Miguel Vargas is definitely in the conversation for who it could be. Like
this
the White
year?
Sox representative. Yes.
He's got 9 home runs.
You're crazy.
I just told you about Kyle Schwarber having 20.
You're crazy.
But each team gets one representative.
Yeah, he's not even in Shane Smith's neighborhood. What are we talking about? What do you think his OPS is right now?
I don't know. I'm not going to even try to
guess. Do you think it's above or below 750?
I love MLB.com.
I'm going to say below. I'm just going to say below.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that because that would be what we call accurate. His OPS is 740.
I mean, it's close.
But that's not all-star level, regardless of how many other players you're on a team with. Someone's going to have a better season than you. And there's several people who are having a better season than Miguel Vargas right now on the White Sox.
I need you to ask for more assets in trades.
Oh, that's a general rule.
We're
going to call that the Robbie Triano clause.
Like, you need to ask for more assets.
I need to be greedy.
In
trades. That's a good point.
No, you don't need to be
greedy. No, not
greedy.
Just get fair value.
You need to be accurate.
It's fair. Sorry, I don't mean to lambast you.
Number 3.
I like it. I like this conversation. Take number 3.
You would be a GM I would want to trade with all the time, and that's not a good thing.
Oh, that's not true. I play so much NBA 2K GM mode, I'm mopping the floor.
But those are with computer-generated.
Exactly. I own the computer. Computers run the world. Boom. Take number 3. What is the floor and ceiling for the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers as their starting quarterback?
Okay, I understood what Michael Jordan said, and he got a lot of crap for it, but the ceiling is the roof just means that you need to understand that the ceiling is higher than where you think it is, which is a good metaphor for Robbie and traits. So what I think needs to be said here is that the ceiling is the ceiling for the Packers. You know exactly what you're going to get here.
Packers or the Steelers?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I said Packers.
I just making sure. Okay.
Now Aaron Rodgers has me doing it because he's still calling himself we whenever it comes to the Bears and the Packers. Anyway, point being, we all knew this was coming. We all know that Aaron Rodgers still has something left in the tank. His bread and butter is the pre-snap read. That doesn't require any athletic ability. That is just his brain. So when you consider all these things put together and he's 41 now, actually 41, not 40, you knew that the Steelers were going to have a baseline of 8 wins. Is he worth one? Probably. The ceiling is the ceiling.
So that's different than what I was going to say. I think the floor is 9-8 because Mike Tomlin still coaches there. But I think the ceiling is Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah, I said it.
Whoa.
Did you say the other day that so-and-so was going to be an all-star and that, or did you say Pro Bowler? Oh, it was, Tyreek Stevenson
is going to
be a Pro Bowler?
Yes, Tyreek Stevenson is going to the Pro Bowl. Yeah.
And now you say,
I said the ceiling. I didn't say they're going to go to the Super Bowl. I said the floor is 9-8. The ceiling is the Super Bowl.
Ringer Teak, my takes? Ooh.
Wow. Okay, so tell me why the Steelers can't go to the Super Bowl if Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, if he's, like, better.
Because he just had an Achilles tear that's hampered him for a really long time.
That was 2 years ago.
He ended up playing last year.
They always say when you come back from Achilles, the first year isn't the year where you show the most improvement. It's year 2.
Well, look at Kirk Cousins coming back from an Achilles. Like,
that was year 1, right?
The age is a factor in this, though.
No, I'm saying that was year 1, right?
But they're all old.
All I'll say is this. Tom Brady, how old was he when he won his last Super Bowl?
Tom Brady's the outlier, not the rule.
You're right. I think Aaron Rodgers is an outlier.
Tom Brady was 43 when he won that last Super Bowl.
Thank you.
How dare you, baby T? How dare you bring facts into this conversation?
And Aaron Rodgers has how many MVP trophies? Anyone?
Is it 3?
Oh, no, it's 4.
It's 4.
So, and the last one came when he was 38 years old or 37? It's either 37 or 38. But he won back-to-back MVPs, is my point. He was all pro Well, I don't know the last time he was all pro, but
my point is the teams ahead of the Steelers are so much better than the Steelers. That's the thing. You have the Ravens. You have the Chiefs.
I have a question.
You have
the
Bills.
This is the AFC. We're not talking about, say, the NL Central here.
I have the question for the group.
Yes.
Are the Steelers going to be in the playoffs? It's a yes or no question.
It's yes.
No. Okay. Oh, okay. We got to know. Okay. Are the Steelers going to be in the playoffs?
It's the AFC. I guess they lose the wild card.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to be the best quarterback they've had in a playoff situation since Ben Roethlisberger retired?
I mean, yeah, but that's not enough. It's not enough.
It's not you seen some of these other teams and how they perform in the playoffs?
Yeah, but they're in the NFC.
No, I'm saying the AFC. I'm saying in the AFC.
I know, and that's the teams that underwhelm are usually in the NFC.
No, I think the teams that underwhelm are also in the AFC. How many Lamar Jackson has how many playoff wins? How many times has he been to the conference championship game?
All I'm saying, the Steelers have first-round exit written all over
Lamar Jackson is facing the Chiefs
If Aaron Rodgers is healthy, we will revisit this conversation. If Mike Tomlin's out here beating teams like the Ravens without a quarterback in the regular season, what do you think he's going to do with a real quarterback? I just don't think they're going to be like this. They could win the division is my point.
I smell dollar bet. I smell it down the line.
We'll see what it looks like when the season starts.
Number four.
Yesterday, former Mavericks and NBA head coaching legend Don Nelson made his appearance at the NBA Finals and had this to say about Luka Doncic before Game 2.
And Luka, too, my dear friend. As a matter of fact, I want everybody to know I'm wearing Luka's shoes, his new shoes from Nike. They just got on the market, and I'm wearing them in protest for the trade from Dallas. I think it was a tremendous mistake by the Dallas franchise to trade him, and I want everybody to know that. My philosophy was always to honor the great players, not trade them away, but to add pieces to that player and make him and your franchise the best that it could be.
How is former Mavericks coach and general manager Don Nelson still cool?
Because of things like that. Did you see Don Nelson's chain that he was wearing yesterday, by the way, when he was talking about all of this? Sitting next to Rick Carlisle, another former Mavericks coach. Don Nelson spends all his time in Hawaii, and he is 100% right. This is ridiculous. He's also still the second leading all-time wins getter coach-wise in the NBA. So he's second all-time in coaching wins. Don Nelson can do what he wants, and he's right. Lucas should have still been a Maverick. He knows better. But, you know, somebody will come out and tell me about how Luka is problematic or something because blah, 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 excuses to why you got fleeced on a trade.
I'm sitting right here. So, yeah, someone will tell you. I love Don Nelson as much as anyone. Why do I love Don Nelson as much as anyone? Run TMC forever. First
there
one to 100
is.
Wins. You already know what it is. Tim Hardaway, Chris Mullin, Mitch Richmond. You guys know how I feel about Don Nelson. But Don Nelson doesn't know how NBA teams are built here with the second apron in effect. You pay a guy $75 million a year, you better have a whole bunch of young talent to go along with. The Mavericks were not going to have that talent. I'm okay with the trade. I'm not necessarily okay with what they got back. They probably should have gotten more. Clearly, Robbie Triano was on the phone in that trade conversation.
Yeah, you're basically Nico Harris.
Oh, that is cruel.
But I'm okay. I'm okay with telling Don Nelson in this situation, I don't think it was going to go the way you think it was going to go. Keep hanging on to Luka Doncic.
Number five.
Last question. So yesterday I took a nap. I never take naps. I'm really terrible at taking naps. I laid down. I woke up 2 hours later. Didn't know where I was. Didn't know what year it was. I need your advice. What is the proper way to take a nap?
Don't ask me. I'm terrible at this because if I stop moving, I fall asleep. And then I fall asleep for hours at a time all the time. So, Marshall,
you have come to the right place. Here's how you take an effective nap. There's several rules you need to take into consideration. One, never nap for more than 90 minutes. And 90 is extreme. Only professional nappers should nap for 90 minutes. A perfect nap is somewhere between 15 and 45 minutes. That's the perfect nap. Because the nap is just like plugging your charger in with your phone. You want just enough juice to get you through the rest of the day. You don't want to overcharge that thing because you want to be able to go to sleep at a normal time. So the best way to take a nap is by not changing anything that you're doing, have the TV on and set an alarm, or just set an alarm on your phone and just let it drift on the couch. Do not go to the bed for a nap. Only take naps on couches or other reclinable situations.
That was my issue. I was in the bed. I was
don't go to bed because you're bad. Your body's confused. We're in bed. We're supposed to be going to sleep for a long time because we're in the bed.
Where you take the nap and how long you preset that nap for are the two biggest things you need to pay attention to when taking a nap. I take a nap at least 4 to 5 times a week, and it's glorious. When I wake up, I've got enough energy to go do whatever I need to do. But when I come home, guess what? I'm still asleep by 10, 10:30 at the latest.
See, a lot of people also talk about the 10-minute nap being perfect.
I feel like 10 doesn't do enough for me. I need 15.
When I take a nap, it's for like 2 hours.
That's not good. That's not good, Layla. Should not be hitting room 5 at nap time.
Yeah.
Marshall, I think you just put the whole city on. That was some amazing advice I've never heard.
I'm a professional napper. I love naps.
You talk about them in a very specific way. Like, you have a system.
Yeah. You design a system. That's efficiency.
I don't have any of those systems. So, yeah, I say default to Marshall because I'm no good in this argument. I will fall asleep for hours. I think I need 9 hours of sleep a night, unfortunately. And I don't get that because that's more than a third of your day. So I just don't have that kind of time. We're going to talk football coming up next because subtly a free agent move is expected to be made involving one of the biggest names that we have discussed on this show, running back wise. Additionally, the Packers are making a big free agent move. That is a report that is out this morning. And also, we had some audio come through and some quotes from somebody who's notable on the Bears. So we will talk about it all next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Layla
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Are we ready to say goodbye to Nick Chubb? A silence came over the room. Are we ready? I'll ask again.
Are we ready to say goodbye to Nick Chubb? It seems like it's over.
I got to tell you guys, maybe I shouldn't say it because it's going to kind of cast a pall over the room. I heard he is kind of getting close to another team. It happens to be in the NFC North.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
Well, apparently Ken Carmen from our sister station in Cleveland, The Fan, was sure about that because that is reportedly what is going to happen in Houston. Multiple sources saying that Nick Chubb is expected to sign a one-year deal with the Texans. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And we, as a show, were very excited about the thought that Nick Chubb would be available for a Bears team that now has a reported $14.5 million of open cap space.
But our excitement was before the NFL draft, right? And then it kind of got more excited after the NFL draft. Like, now they really need some help.
Yes, we were most excited right after the draft.
And then the
because that's when he posted the video that his knees appear healthy.
So, but then the realization, as you're listening to the Bears, you're listening to whether it's, you can go up and down the list, right? You could talk about Ryan Poles. You could talk about the head coach. And also the offensive coordinator, and also the running backs coach. So from Ryan Poles all the way down to Eric Bieniemy, right? You could talk about the fact that they seemed way more excited about their running back situation than anyone outside of the organization did. And that's when I warned people. I was like, okay, yeah, I could completely see this team going into next season with what they currently have, plus an additional, not high-level Nick Chubb-type running back, but somebody else that's just another Kyle Manungai class guy.
Yeah, Kyle Manungai, though, being the seventh-round pick, I'm all for giving him the opportunity to show you why he was drafted. Absolutely. But when it comes to talking about Ashton Jeanty as much as the Bears did, to talking about a seventh rounder,
there's
a huge difference there in the running back desire chart.
Did the Bears talk so much about Ashton Jeanty, or did everyone talk about the Bears talking about Ashton Jeanty so much become a thing? I think that's more
reputable
what it was.
Reputable reporters in the National Football League, who are often the ones breaking news like what we are telling today about Nick Chubb, were the ones who were very strong talking about the Bears' desire to draft to trade up to draft for Ashton Jeanty.
But I said all along, even back then, I was like, but I don't think he's going to fall far enough for them to be able to trade up for him without giving up major stuff. I was like, they are not in a position where they can give up that type of stuff. And once
draft capital,
assets, however you want to put it. But once Colston Loveland was drafted, and then once we saw who their first second round pick was, I was like, oh, yeah, they were never really in the running like people thought they might be. I think they were in a topic of, hey, let's see if we can do this. And then they were like, this can't really work and us get what we need in other spots.
I don't necessarily know. I think that the running backs that they wanted, just went before what they thought they were going to go. And they didn't necessarily have an answer running back wise to that. They took Luther Burden because they thought that he was a first round pick. But when you consider that running backs went ahead of them when they had that second pick when they had the second round pick, that was what the issue was. When you see guys like Quinshon Judkins go off the board from Ohio State and Travion Henderson, the next pick was the Bears. I still believe that that's the case. And they say they stay disciplined to their board, so much so that they didn't end up drafting a running back until the seventh round.
And to that, you said, I need to see this board because I don't know if I believe in this board. Actually, I haven't believed in the Bears board
for a while.
Yeah. And look, how could you? Based on what you've seen during the Ryan Poles era from the draft, how could you? That changes, of course, this year, where at least they'll have a Pro Bowler in Tyreek Stevenson from the Ryan Poles era of drafting. So that's one thing you can be rest assured on. Actually, you can't, because I'm just saying it because I believe it, not that it will actually happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue is I don't necessarily know that the team they have on the field is the team they have on the field. And when you consider that there are still available running backs, I just don't know. Just like I don't know whether Counterpunch was whenever this happened in the draft, I don't know what their answer would be. I don't think that they are letting $14.5 million of cap space go for no reason. I think they restructured Joe Tooney's contract with a specific need in mind.
And you think it's running back. You're sure it's not additional pass rush. I think
no, because of how much they gave to guys like Dio Odengbo.
Well, that's one guy they give a lot of money to.
They signed Grady Jarrett. I know that's not necessarily the fit. But
they signed Grady Jarrett. I think it frees them to make a trade of some kind if warranted between now and the start of the season, or really between now and the trade deadline, because we've seen that happen. I think the other thing is looking at the weapons that they do have outside of running back. When you talk about multiple tight ends with Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet, when you talk about what looks now like now riches at the receiver position with DJ Moore and Rome Odunze, and also Luther Burden III, if he can get over a soft tissue injury and get back to physically being what he needs to be before training camp. The worst thing would be if Luther Burden III and Colston Loveland are not ready to go within the first week or two of training camp. Then you're going to be like, I've seen this movie before with Karan Armagaji. I did not enjoy that particular flick.
Well, also just the way they talked about Roshan Johnson, who hasn't proven enough.
But maybe they're going to have a callback injured,
and I appreciate the fact that they're going to let him have his chance to try to show who he is as well. But when Ben Johnson tells me how dependent they are on the running game and how that is going to set up everything they do for the entire offense, I just don't necessarily know that they've got the talent to say to opposing teams, we're going to commit bodies to this at the line of scrimmage to then free up something to happen in the passing game, should it be an RPO situation or whatever, because you didn't do enough talent-wise to fortify your running back room. J.K. Dobbins is still out there. You know, the Chargers did offer what they were supposed to at the time of his free agent restriction process, or his unrestricted free agent process, but he's still a free agent. So the Broncos are in pursuit of him. We know that. I still think that there are some NFL minds who think that he's best fit with the Bears, but you can't tell me that that much money is available under the cap for no reason. I just don't see that being the case.
One of the things that I took away from what Ben Johnson said last week about offensive linemen and how the priority is pass protection is, I think they're going to sling the rock more than what we think. And I think DeAndre Swift, Roshan Johnson, Ian Wheeler, and now Kyle Manongai might be enough in Ben Johnson's eyes. Also, I think they're looking to see what else gets released between now and those final cuts, if you will. You might find a veteran running back as we talk about the Bears and what their situation is now that the news that Nick Chubb is likely to sign with the Houston Texans is out here on Raheemy and Harris. What that leaves for the rest of the offensive skill players, and really Rome Odunze front and center. We talk a lot about Caleb Williams and what he needs to show in year two, but Rome Odunze kind of in that same category based on what happened his rookie year and the fact that he set his own goals for himself of 1,000 yards receiving and a bigger thing, double digit touchdowns.
And I just like Jalen Johnson set his really lofty goals on Fox Sports 1, I think it's good that Rome Odunze is setting his. Last season he had 54 catches, 734 yards, and only 3 touchdowns his rookie season. So I think when you consider that part of it, and again, knowing the offense wasn't functioning, am I okay with him setting these goals for himself? Absolutely. I think that that was a reasonable expectation, especially in year two. I don't see why that wouldn't be the case for him. 10 touchdowns is really high.
I feel like the touchdown thing.
But 1,000-yard season? Yeah. I'm good with that.
Because I used to feel different about 1,000 yards before the extra game. But now, 17 games to get 1,000 yards, that's not asking for a whole lot.
Well, he was close anyway, and I don't feel like he was targeted as much as I would have liked to have seen. So when he's got 734 with that offense, no, I'm absolutely thinking that that's the case. I just don't know that with the tight ends they have on this team now, if 10 touchdowns for him, when you consider who else is on the team with him, if that's a reasonable expectation. There might be a lot of team touchdowns. They just might not all go to certain people. They might be well distributed.
So, rough math, 58.8 yards per game. That's what he would need to get to. So, 59 yards per game to get to 1,000. That should be doable in a functional offense led by Ben Johnson, where Rome Odunze is a top 3 target.
Yeah, so you're looking at maybe, you know, 60 yards, so like 5 or 6 catches in a game.
Yeah, or less, 4 or 5 catches. I mean, yeah. If Rome's out here making plays, like,
yeah, that, I mean, I don't know how they want to use him yet, but I feel like that would be reasonable. Also, something else that we want to make a note of. This came out this morning too. How about the news about Jaire Alexander, that the Packers are expected to cut him? That was a bit of a surprise, and I know we're past the June 1st point that people always point to when it comes to the roster moves happening like that, but the concept of either trying to move him somehow or trade or cut him has now been brought up by multiple outlets.
Well, the fact that he's only played 14 games total over the last 2 years because of injuries, I think played a bigger role than anything else in this, because this is a guy that was a 2-time Pro Bowler and was seen as a star as a first-round pick. And you can go back just 3 years ago, before those 2 seasons of injury-played absences at times, and see a guy who was a centerpiece for their defense, one of the stalwarts.
He had 2 years left on a 4-year, $84 million extension.
They paid that man.
Right. So to have that happen, and to reportedly the latest move being to release him this morning, that was a bit of a surprise, just knowing how much money was there. But sometimes you have to just accept that cost in order to move forward.
He was a guy who was all pro second team and a Pro Bowler back in 2022. He played all 16 games that year. But the year prior, he only played 4 games. So you're talking about 4-16-7-7 in terms of games played the last 4 seasons.
Well, you know what that says to me? More yards for the Bears.
I mean, that's the hope. Ben Johnson's supposed to be getting more yards to begin with. I don't know what... Would you be comfortable if they just finished top 10 in total yards and top 10 in points? Or do you... What is a reasonable expectation from Ben Johnson in year
one? If the Bears had a top 10 offense in this National Football League, yeah, I'd be thrilled.
Okay. Some people are like, well, if it's not top 7, top 5, then it's not good enough.
Who are these people? Are they the same people who thought that the Bears were going to have a top 5 defense last year?
I mean, I thought for a moment that they might be on the precipice of having a top 5 defense last
year. That can
year.
Be your goal.
Okay.
That can be the goal.
Top 5 defense, top 5 offense.
But no, that is not my expectation. You can set that goal hoping you get it. As for what happens in the middle, no. If the Bears had even a top 12, 13, 14.
So top half.
I would be very happy.
Okay. To me, that's low. I think top 10 is the way to go here.
Have you seen the relative numbers?
I have seen. Listen, Ben Johnson was hired for a reason. And he's got offensive linemen. He's got offensive weapons, minus maybe a stalwart in the backfield. Maybe.
Yeah. Like, sometimes, again, I just need you to be there. Then we'll figure out what happens and how you can add to it. We have more coming up next here on Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score. I was part of the team that called the Chicago Sky game on Saturday. I was there with Chuck Swirsky. So we will talk about just a catastrophic loss for the team. What happened in the game against the Fever, the atmosphere at the United Center. Caitlin Clark was there. And we'll do it all next on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
And the Sky will put it in play in backcourt, and that will do it. The final from the first ever WNBA game at the United Center, Indiana 79 and the Sky 52.
That was Chuck Swirsky. Chuck and I had the call of the Sky and Fever game at the United Center on Saturday. This is Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score. And not only was the game difficult because the Sky lost 79-52, but also because they lost Courtney Vandersloot. Courtney Vandersloot, a longtime Chicago Sky, came back after playing for the New York Liberty. She helped win them a championship, the Sky, in 2021. Was on the Liberty championship team last year in her 15th NBA season. And the captain, former captain at least, her wife Allie Quigley, they were really the identity of this team. And Vandersloot was going up to try to make get a layup underneath the basket, and her right knee, non-contact injury, falls to the floor. This is about 5 minutes to play in the first quarter, and it is a torn right ACL. So she is out for the season.
And you wonder if that's the last time we'll see her because of how old she is and how long she's been playing.
Yeah, I hate to call her old, but that is the case. When she's 36 years old.
I meant her age and how long she's been
playing. Right, her basketball age. She's 36 years old. She's a longtime veteran on this team. You know, she and Allie Quigley, like I said, were a huge part of the championship run that the Sky had. But also just for what she meant to this particular team, this is devastating. This is a Sky team, as we know, that has a lot of young players on it. Angel Reese in her second season, Camila Cardoso in her second season. They drafted Haley Van Lith. But this was a group that they were trying to figure out their offensive identity. Teresa Weatherspoon is let go. They bring in Tyler Marsh. He's talked about wanting to play with more pace. He's talked about wanting to play with more ball handlers coming up the floor, which I thought would be the reason maybe that they didn't perform as badly, because Caitlin Clark didn't play for the Indiana Fever, as we know. Fever are also down to their backup guards because Sophie Cunningham was also injured. So, unfortunately, the Fever just, every single way, shape, and form were better, whether it was better defense, better offense, better shooting, better roster, I think, unfortunately, at least right now. And this is a Sky team that just lost all sense of their offense, I think, when she went down so early.
So the fact that the Sky, by quarter, went 13 points, 15 points, 11 points, 13 points, and shot 32.1% from the field and 20% from three, you ain't winning any games shooting like that. And I'm not saying that Indiana is a bad defensive team, But a lot of that was just, y'all don't look like an offense who knows what's going on.
And that was the concern I had, was Courtney Vandersloot doesn't need to be on the floor for Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso to have a two-man game. Courtney Vandersloot doesn't have to be the one bringing up the ball. They don't want her to be. They had previously wanted multiple ball handlers, like I mentioned, Haley Van Willith, Rebecca Allen, Angel Reese, they had to bring it up the floor. That was what they wanted to do. It wasn't necessarily a one-person offense or a one-person scoring concept. But she was the one who would mix it up with the pace. She would push it. You know, she would also be the one where if they saw that their shots weren't falling, she would try for a mid-range or something closer to the bucket just to tighten the score, you know, to get some points on the board to stop a run from happening or at least minimize it. And that's the knowledge that she brings, and that's her skill set. But unfortunately, she left, and they, I think, I don't know, I don't think abandoned is the right word, but they didn't have the same offense at all after she left. And we had seen plenty of offensive sets without her in previous games. She didn't have to be on the floor for them to still be able to run what they wanted.
I think the biggest takeaway for me was just, if you look at the box score, and I know you were there, Layla, you got four players in double figures for the Fever, and the five starters didn't even play. You know, no one got to 30 minutes, and they had four different players, one off the bench, in double figures. The Chicago Sky didn't have a single player in double figures. And you look at some of the best players on the team, former two-time All-Star Errol Atkins, 2-for-11 for 4 points. Angel Reese, 4 points on 2-of-7 shooting. Now, she had 12 rebounds, but that's her game. Right now, she is a defender/rebounder.
Yeah.
And the offense is just not there.
Which I think you can do more and succeed more in the college game. But in the WNBA, where the level of talent is higher, you have to have more facets to what you do. And I feel like we're seeing Camila Cardoso develop a little more. You know, I felt like I appreciated what she was doing from a defensive standpoint. Like, she drew the matchup on Aaliyah Boston, and I appreciated the fact that she would play to her size. She's 6'7". You know, she's one of the biggest bigs in the league. So how is she going to use that to her advantage? And we saw that a little bit, but they did a better job defending the Fever. But unfortunately, the offense was just not there. Ariel Atkins had scored 26 points in the Sky's previous game against Dallas, and that was a win where they scored over 90 points. I believe it was 94. So to shut down Ariel Atkins the way they did, that was the indication to me that they had lost their offensive plan from what it originally was supposed to be going into that game.
I think Sky fans need to just come to the realization nice and early that this season is about growing Camila Cardoso as much as they can, Angel Reese, and also growing those odds at a top three lottery pick. Because right, that's what they're looking at. Well, or top four, I guess.
They also had a pick swap with the Connecticut Sun, so they could really add to their team with some draft capital. But this early in the season, when this was a Sky team that many expected to compete for the playoffs, is now 2-5. There's a lot of basketball left. There's no doubt about that. And in the W, you do get more opportunities to make it into the playoffs. But either way, just seeing the loss that when Vandersloot went down, just seeing that the loss, what it meant to the team and just the collective performance afterward, I don't know how it doesn't affect you. And in this case, we saw it affect that team absolutely.
13 teams in the league, including Golden State Valkyries, who all of a sudden look very good.
And they're the expansion team,
expansion team. And now 8 of the 13 teams get into this. So just don't be one of the worst 5 teams. Unfortunately, the Sky looked very much like they're going to be one of the worst 5 teams.
The Sky threatened for a playoff appearance last year.
They did, until they pulled the plug on Kennedy Carter and company.
We didn't think that it was possible last season, but they ended up at least threatening for the playoffs, and that was a season that I think they would say they didn't play as well as they wanted, but then they end up letting go Teresa Weatherspoon anyway, and now they're in this scenario where, again, I'm wondering if with the loss of Vandersloot, if they're going to be able to make that work. Now, you can get a contract from hardship, you know, they're allowed to sign another player based on this loss, but as to who they add and how, I think one of the biggest things I would do is make sure that Rebecca Allen, who's one of their backups, starts. I think she's really good. She pushes the pace, especially off the bench. So I don't know why they wouldn't want to let her start moving forward, and how this starting five looks, at least for their next game against the Liberty, which is on Tuesday.
Haley Van Lith, start your Rookie of the Year campaign right now.
Haley Van Lith has a lot of other rookies to battle against, but she is seeing significant time. Unfortunately, this guy also turned the ball over way too many times. So we have more coming up here on Rahimi and Harris on the Score. We will shift gears and get back to football because Clay Harbor is here. So we just discussed a lot about running backs for the Bears. Is that a possibility? Goal setting for receivers. What this does mean regarding Jaire Alexander. And oh, by the way, Aaron Rodgers too. Let's talk about it all with Clay coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.